Hey guys, as you know, it's very difficult for people to go through a divorce. Divorce is one of those things that it's a transition part of your life for most people. Some people, you know, it doesn't matter. They're looking at it as a positive thing. But for those of you who are struggling with divorce, it's something that it's difficult. So, family law attorneys have to deal with a lot. And if you are a family law attorney right now and you're listening to this show, I want you to pay attention to this episode, because I'm going to introduce you to someone that's going to provide you with a tool that's going to help you deal with your emotional clients. So if you're a family law attorney, I want you to pay special attention to this episode. So without further ado, enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. If you are not getting the results you are looking for from your digital marketing efforts, this is the podcast for you. And now, here's the host of our show, the local business guy himself, Frank Deming.
Hello, 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 everyone. This is Frank Deming, the local business guy, and welcome to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day, everyone. I hope you guys are having a rocking week thus far. As I said in the pre-intro, today I have the privilege of interviewing someone who I have grown to really admire, because this person works with family law attorneys and actually helps them bridge the gap between the parents and the attorneys. Isn't that amazing? But I can tell you exactly what she does, and I can tell you exactly how she does it, but I want to let her do that. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to the great Vivit Rose.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Frank. Thank you for the compliment as well. So I am a certified divorce coach. I started my journey 12 years ago when I got divorced. I thought it was going to be really easy, turned out to be extremely litigious. And 12 years later, so over a decade of nastiness, I spent over $100K in legal fees, I finally understood that this was nothing but a game. And I understood that most parents don't really understand what divorce is all about. So it's like I always say, we don't know how to marry, and we certainly don't know how to divorce either. And we don't know what we don't know until someone points it out to us, or until we see the scars in our mind, body, or soul. That's when we realize that we really don't understand what we're doing. So a few years ago, about 6 years ago, I published my book called Unwanted Nasty Divorces. And the purpose was to start the conversation about how litigation is really not the answer, and how it doesn't serve the purpose to the parents, to the families, to the children in the long run, that it really just supports the system. But the system is broken, as we all know, and it really doesn't serve parents in the way that they need. So why is this nasty divorce so rampant? Why is it so simple? It's because we don't know what we're doing. And it's like the blind leading the blind out there. We live in a world where people think they know what they're doing, but they're guiding all their decisions and their choices on emotions rather than on logical, methodical thinking. And that's when I realized, well, hold on a second, this really makes no sense, because no matter what you do out there, whether you have a therapist and or a lawyer, which tends to be like the golden team that you look to hire when you're getting divorced, it still doesn't solve the issue of what happens when I sign my divorce agreement. What happens when, the papers are done and signed and judges rendered on everything? How do I go on with my life then? And that's where there is this missing gap. This is where a lot of people don't understand what divorce is all about. So as parents, or even as myself, one of my main focuses and understanding when I got separated was divorce is about kids and money. And I soon started to realize and understand that I was so wrong. And this is the typical old mindset, bad mentality that leads people down the rabbit hole, because people think that it's really just about, I need to lawyer up with the biggest, baddest, most, craziest lawyer who's going to quote unquote protect me. and protect my kids. And they only come to realize after they do a full circle that they just wasted a lot of money, wasted years of their lives, and had a hell of a load of stress and anxiety that built up over the years. So Divorce by Rose, the community app, was built to give parents a proper forum where they can go and vent and yell and get advice and learn new strategies and coping mechanisms. Because the reality is that the way I see it is that there's two parts of divorce. You've got the emotional side of it, and then you've got the legal part of it. Lawyers are very good at doing the law. That's what they learned. That's what they studied. And some of them are not interested in going into the therapy side. And those that are going into therapy side may not want to be that way and may not even want to bill for that kind of work. So we saw that there was a lot of problems between the two sort of communities, the lawyers and the parents. And there was this giant discrepancy, and that's what was causing a lot of this friction in people thinking that lawyers are the answer to everything. The lawyers are going to save the day. They're going to be my ultimate savior, my messiah, my whatever they want to call it. And they realize later that it's not true. So what we do in Divorce by Rose is that we offer the parents a community where they can chat with like-minded parents and with coaches as well. The app allows them to come in, remain completely anonymous. So that means there are no more cases of libel and defamation for something they posted innocently on a Facebook group. There is no attacking one another for stories and sagas about he said, she said, or things that, you know, their ex-mother-in-law saw on a post somewhere on Facebook. We're reducing all the dramatic tension that is obvious and apparent just because people tend to do the same thing and repeat the same patterns all the time. So in the app, the parent gets to ask questions. It's moderated by professionals. It looks and feels like Facebook, but again, it's a learning environment. It's educative. So the whole concept here is that every parent has to learn, grow, evolve, transform, move on. But how do you know how to move on if you don't have the coping strategies, if you don't know how to do it, if you're having a hard time? So the idea of them having access 24/7 really helps this relationship between the lawyer and the parents. And there's about, you know, 5 or 6 different ways that we do that. So one of the ways is that when a parent hires a lawyer, it's kind of like I say, don't pick a lawyer out of like a Cracker Jack box. Right? You wouldn't do that with a boyfriend, with a husband, with a wife. You wouldn't do that, right? But people often say, ask for referrals. And when they ask for referrals, they just kind of go in blindly. They don't want to spend the hourly fees to go and interview all the different lawyers. So they kind of just call one or two and see how they feel about it. So sometimes that dynamic is not a great dynamic. And sometimes it's really just that the person is just not emotionally stable and doesn't really know sort of where to go or what to do and how to handle the situation. So what happens here is that when a parent just calls in a lawyer blindly, they don't really know what they're getting themselves into. And this is where the problem starts. So let's say that a lawyer takes on a mandate and the individual, the parent, had wrong misconceptions, bad advice from the wrong friend or family member that went and told them, call this person for X, Y, and Z reason. What ends up happening is that there ends up being a lot of friction between the lawyer and the parent. The one thing that a lawyer doesn't want at the end of the day is having a bad client that's going to give them bad reviews or that's going to sue them for, you know, doing a bad job or malpractice or anything else like that. But the other problem is that people that are going through divorce are not reasonable. They don't really understand what it is to divorce. They don't understand the process of divorce. They don't understand the legal side of it. They don't understand that this is not a revengeful game. So they don't seem to understand what it's all about. So what we do is we help the individual become a reasonable, sane, and mature and logical thinking client so that the lawyer can then go and do their job.
I understand that. I get that. So great. Let me ask you this, Ravit. That's wonderful. Now, very few people, as you know, there are a ton of divorces out there, right? But very few people actually take the initiative after that experience and actually start out creating a solution to something where they saw a problem, you know, something that you actually went through and you suffered. So tell us about that. What gave you, I mean, I know it was, you know, some issues, but what exactly triggered you to say, you know what, I want to help other people going through this like me, you know, and with this app. Like, tell us about that story.
My story started off really as a personal confusion. Yeah. After I'd spent, I think I was at 60 grand and I was at like, I don't know, 8 years in or something. I said, what on earth is going on? How does this make any sense at all? And I spent so much time thinking that it was my fault. And I would question myself, like, why me? What did I do wrong? How did I get here? Did I curse someone? Did I do something bad to someone? Is God punishing me? I questioned myself. I questioned God. I questioned the universe. I questioned everything because I didn't understand how on earth a good girl like me got to this point, wasting money endlessly. You know, there's no end in sight whatsoever. There's no even common sense to what was going on. And it was only when I published my book, after I'd researched and spoken to so many parents and done hundreds of interviews, that I finally understood, hold on, it's not me. It's a game and I just don't know how to play it. And I said, well, if I'm the one who's suffering and all of us have the same stories and the same sagas and the same dramas and, you know, the same kind of situations, I said, there's a common pattern. If there's a common pattern, means there's got to be a better solution. And so when I published my book, I had a book launch and the parents at the book launch were saying, so Ravi, you're telling us not to litigate. What's our better option? And I said, oh, I don't know yet. I haven't gotten to that point yet. That was like 6 years ago. And that's where I went into self-discovery mode and saying, there's got to be a better way to do this. This makes no sense whatsoever. This is going to destroy our future. It's going to destroy our children and our children are our future leaders. If we keep messing up all these children and all those kids are going to be the ones taking care of us when we're old and great, we're going to have a big problem. So it really stemmed from personal suffering. Personal.
Okay. That's awesome. I mean, I love the gumption that you had and just to come up with a solution. So let me ask you, so we're talking about bridging the gap between parents and an attorney. Can you tell us, as you know, my audience is primarily a lot of attorneys, and not all of them are family law attorneys, but they are attorneys. Can you tell us, how does this bridge the gap? Like, what does it do? You know, how would it help an attorney? If there's an attorney listening right now who's a family law attorney, how can you tell him or her, hey, this is how this helps your firm?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of main points. Number one is, people's budgets are dropping and they don't have the funding as much anymore to go and spend on excessive legal fees. People right. are also careful how they spend their money. One of the greatest problems, and this is an example that I always share because it is so real. A parent goes to their lawyer and says, I can't believe my ex sent me all these emails and da-da-da-da-da-da-da and goes off on a tangent. And the lawyer has to listen to all the ranting and the problems and the chaos that comes with that email and that parent's emotional distraught. Mm-hmm. And what happens at the end of the month is the lawyer goes and sends the client a bill and it's for 5 hours. And the parent comes back and goes, what? What do you mean 5 hours? How is this possible? We only did one little thing. You sent me one letter. And how do you charge me for 5 hours? You're a thief. You steal money. And then they go off on a tangent. And the lawyer goes back and says, well, I spent an hour on your letter and I spent 4 hours being your therapist. So a lot of parents don't understand that they should not be going to their lawyer to be the therapist. The therapist work or trying to cope and manage with their emotions has to be done in a separate place. You cannot mix law and emotions. And it's kind of like when you go into court, they always say to you, the lawyers say to you, when you're in front of a judge, don't talk about yourself. Don't talk about how you're suffering. Always talk about what's in the best interest of the children. So again, there, you're removing your emotions from the equation, right? You're trying to stay logical. You're starting to stay focused on the kids. So everything we do is always telling the parents, don't do this and don't do that and don't do this and don't do that. And at the end of the day, the parent has no place to go and vent and share and really try to understand what is going on in their lives.
Hey guys, I hope you guys are enjoying this topic this week. I hope you guys, and more importantly, I hope you guys are implementing everything that we talk about each and every week, because it's very important for your business. Also, don't forget to subscribe to whatever app you listen to on this, because that's where you won't miss any updates on any episodes that we have. Also want to remind you, if you want to ensure that your digital marketing presence is on point, if you want to make sure that there are no errors happening when someone actually is looking for your business, that way people can find you exactly when they need you, go to my website, lbmsllc.com. Go to on the homepage and where it says online presence report, click on that. You will have your own personalized online presence report. It's free of charge. It's going to tell you exactly how you're appearing online. This is a gold mine that I'm giving you for free. And I want all of my listeners to take advantage of that. So without further ado, I'm going to bring you right back to the show.
So that's number one. Number two is, whether we like it or not, the wave of the future is that the legal profession is really turning more AI, artificial intelligence, just like everything else on this planet. I posted about this on LinkedIn yesterday. And I did it really because
I saw that.
You saw that? Yeah. It's a really important conversation to have. And soon enough, lawyers are going to be replaced by some machine, some bot, some system and all that. And my true belief is, And it's really stretched out, but my true belief is that the justice system needs to be more AI-based. Why do I say that? Is because there's too many emotions involved here. You have four sets of people whose egos are involved in one divorce case. You've got the two parents, you've got the lawyer, and then you've got the judge. So you have four sets of people who have their own emotions, their own ways of dealing things, their own limiting beliefs, their own values, their own morals. And then suddenly we're telling them, all of you, four of you, have to get along. How is that possible? Four people from four different ends of the world have to all get along and come up with one solution that makes everyone happy, where you're not going to have the situation of one trying to retaliate after they get a bad judgment. The only way we can do that and resolve it is if certain things are settled more on a, I don't want to say robotic, but sort of like a computer program where it says, if this happens, then that's the result. And I'm a true believer that we have to remove the emotions from the equation. So Divorce by Rose and this community app does exactly that. It forces the people to say, listen, you have a safe place to go and talk and vent and get ideas and strategies and talk to coaches and talk to professionals in an environment that is really not expensive. We're talking about under 10 bucks a month. That's how much it costs to join the membership versus going to a therapist at 150, 200 bucks an hour and going every maybe a week, every 2 weeks, every month based on budget. So here they have an environment where they can go in and settle the storm before it gets worse. So how that helps the lawyer is, A, the lawyer doesn't have to play therapist anymore, and they shouldn't, because it's not their place. They don't want to bill. They don't want to look like they're excessive billers also, and they want to really just do their job, which is the law. The second thing is, most important for any lawyer is that their client is reasonable and thinks logically and that really understands where they're going and what they're doing and how it makes sense for them today, tomorrow, and in the future. And the only way someone can be reasonable is if their emotions, their frustrations, their stress, their anxieties about 8 million different things are all settled. Now, we know also that when someone is looking to get divorced, before they had the decision, their life just fit perfectly into a puzzle. all the components of their life just fit together, whether it was the career and the hobbies and the vacations and self, you know, self person, individual, their relationship with their family, their love life, whatever, everything fit into place. All of a sudden, even when they're contemplating divorce, from that very moment, the whole puzzle just breaks apart into a million pieces. And now the individual has to re-put their whole life together, get every single piece to work out, pay a lawyer, stay reasonably sane with their file, be able to coexist with the other parent, and be a solo parent at the same time. That's asking for a lot, and that's asking for the impossible. And this is why we get so many clients and parents who are unreasonable, who accuse lawyers of stealing, who, you know, send bad reviews and stuff, because they just don't get it. They don't understand what this divorce is all about. It's not just about kids and money. It's about, you have to rebuild this entire puzzle, and you have to do it on your own if you don't have the help and the support to do it.
That's incredible. I hope you guys are I hope you guys are feeling the passion as she describes that process. Does that, I think that's that it, that she believes in this, and I mean, I've seen it. It's a great tool. So, but I love the passion. That's my biggest takeaway after everything you said. Is the passion of what you really love that, because you lived it, so you know. Great stuff. So, another question. Let me ask you: if you don't, and if you're not at liberty to say, that's fine too. But I'm going to ask anyway. Do you know of any? Can you give us any testimonials of either attorneys who've used this, you know, with their clients, or actual clients who are using the app now, or anything like that you want to share that you can?
So there's a lot of different testimonials that I can share. One of them is, I work with a C-suite executive based in LA. So he's a chief, whatever. And before we started working together, he was this, very closed up individual who thought he had his life together. But he knew he didn't have his life together, but he portrayed the idea that his life was sort of perfect, except for some issues with marriage. Lo and behold, we've been working together for over a year together. And the reason is because people, and especially men, don't think that they have the right place to go and to share their and express their issues, their anxieties, and all that. And again, a coach is nothing like a therapist. A therapist looks at the past. It looks at, why did you become the person you are today? What happened when you were a child that got you to not take out the garbage, and you didn't do this, and you're this kind of person? They talk about the past behaviors, what happened in your history. A coach, we don't do that. We don't look at the past. We talk about things that are relevant, but we don't go deep dive into your parents and your childhood and how you grew up. And, you know, we don't go into that. We look at, where are you today and where do you want to be and how do we get you there? Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing that people don't think about. So this particular individual, and many of my clients, because I am a divorce coach as well, so I do work with clients one-on-one, a lot of them live on the past, the looping sagas. I can't believe he did this to me, and she did this, and he did that, and we're fighting over Sally's $20 pair of pink shoes, and it cost us each $1,000 in legal fees because we can't seem to agree who should take the shoes home. And then we're arguing over grilled cheese sandwich because you made it on white bread and I make it only on whole wheat bread. And whole wheat bread is much more healthy than white bread. So we each spend $2,000 fighting about the health of our child and a whole wheat bread for one sandwich. This is the type of clients that I had. And I said, whoa, no, you have to stop. And I started to show them a different way of thinking and a different way of being. And that's when they start to get enlightened and they stop the sagas. And they use their lawyer for what they need to do. Build me a structure. Build me something that I can work with. And then I have to go and figure out how to make that happen outside in the real world. I don't work with the lawyers who just bill excessively just for the sake of billing. I work with compassionate, real lawyers who understand the system's broken and who are looking for a solution and really understand that there's got to be a better way to help the families survive and thrive post-divorce. So I've worked with lawyers who are, you know, family and criminal lawyers. And, you know, sometimes they call me, say, Ravit, I have a client. She's totally unreasonable. She's going to court. And I need you to help her just to like level off. So, you know, this is what we do. I've got other coaches that say, you know what? I've got a client who's on a budget. What's the best thing to do? I say, you know what? Tell her to go into the app. And once she goes into the app, she'll already be surrounded by a very positive, neutral, education-based and elevating environment, and she'll learn a little bit there, and then we can do some one-on-ones after that, or she can go and purchase some of the courses that are on there, because all our coaches on the app have created small bite-sized courses, about 90 minutes long. They're under $100 each, and each one of the courses are different topics, whether it's about stress or kids, and we focus on five main areas: emotional, financial, physical, parenting, and career. So we don't touch the law, but we touch on all the other areas that are of need to the parent.
Right.
So when we work with the lawyers, we say, you know, what is it that you need and how can we help you? And then we find like a tailored solution.
Okay. So let me ask you, the attorneys, do you walk them through the process of the app? Do you or is it something that's so self-explanatory that there's no need?
Usually I don't. They can go in and take a look at it. It kind of works and feels like Facebook, so it's really familiar.
Yeah.
But there's different kinds of involvements with lawyers. So there are some lawyers where I have, you know, we offer the membership. And so the lawyer builds this price into their hourly rate. Mm-hmm. So there's different price points, but basically it's about $10 a month per client per month. And so let's say the lawyer charges, I don't know, $200 an hour. They just deduct $10 for the hour, 1 hour of the month, and they pay for it for their client. And so now what it does is that makes the lawyer look really good. It makes the lawyer kind of elevates them to a different level, because it shows that not only do I care about you in the law process and I'll protect you on the legal side, but I really want you to be okay on the emotional side and I want you to rebuild your life. Yeah. So with those lawyers, sometimes we go into the app, sometimes we don't. And then we have other programs where we sort of customize a service for that lawyer, and then we go in and show them around and all that. So it depends.
Awesome. You know, that's I don't know if I told you, that's what intrigued me most about, you know, when you about your story. I said, you know, I got to have her on the show, because this is a different way of approaching, you know, for our clients to approach their clients. And I add value to their life, you know, to you know, hey, you know, you're having this problem. I really can't help you with this, but here's an app that can. Here you go. Have at it. It's a great value add. You know, I have one last question for you. I mean, it, you know, well, I lied. Maybe this is not the last one, but let me ask you this question. So the most you work with people throughout the continental US, I'm assuming?
Everywhere. Our app is global.
Oh, so it's so U.S., it's Canada, it's England, any family law attorney that's dealing with any kind of stress and
anywhere.
Child custody problems, they can get this app. Okay.
It's not even child custody. It's anything. I think in my personal opinion, from all the people that I've ever worked with, from the moment someone thinks about divorce and says to themselves, should I stay or should I go? That's the first time that they should be going into the app. And I even have lawyers who actually offer the service. Like, let's say a client goes to them or prospect goes to them and says, you know, I'm just doing my research because I'm thinking about getting divorced and da 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 da. And I'm not sure if I should or if I could or, you know, and all that. They give them access for a couple of months for free and says, you know what? After the period, let's say 3 or 6 months, whatever it is, come back and let's have a review. So they actually do that as a prospecting tool also, to see how reasonable the client is going to be and how are they going to be as, you know, as someone who is going to be a good client or a difficult, draining client.
That's a good strategy. I love it.
Yeah.
That's really all I had, Ravit, for you. I mean, this has been all great. I mean, I love I love the energy. I love the idea. I think it's going to help a lot of family law attorneys out there. But before I let you go, is there anything I did not ask you that you think would benefit the audience?
So there's a couple of things that I wanted to mention. To have access and to look around to see what is Divorce by Rose, you go to divorcebyrose.com. This website basically gives you insight on what is the app, what are the different features that I mentioned. It also shows you the different coaches that we have and some of the programs that we're working on. And I want lawyers also to think about something else. I want them to start thinking about how they look in front of their clients. What does that mean? The reality is that finding clients is becoming more and more difficult out there. There's a lot of lawyers, a lot of hustlers. There's some good ones and there's some not so good ones. You need to sort of consider yourself as an employer. At the end of the day, an employer wants to do what it does best to make sure that its employees are well taken care of, because the more you take care of your employees, the more productivity you're going to get out of them. And the less retention you're going to have. It's the same philosophy with lawyers that they need to start adopting. They need to think of themselves as a mensch, a really good person. So when an individual goes to a lawyer, especially in a family case, it's a highly emotional time in their lives. The lawyer doesn't have to pretend to be their best friend or their therapist, and they probably shouldn't. But when they say, you know what, I got you covered. I got you covered on the emotional side. I got you covered on the legal side. With the balance of the two, you're going to be okay. And we're going to work together as a team. That alone is going to make the parent or the individual feel more comfortable to want to work with this attorney. So what I've noticed in working with attorneys is that they have such a old mindset of how to get clients. And it's very square. And it, you know, it's very old, and things are sort of not working that way as much anymore, because people are people. And in family law, it's a very emotional time, which means that they're really focusing more on their feelings than they are about reality. Right. So I do welcome any attorney who wants to even just explore the conversation, likes what we're talking about, who wants to just dive deeper into this and just say, you know what, how can I do things better than I'm doing right now? I welcome any and all conversations, because I think it's an important one. I think it's the way of the future. I think it's, you know, we need to start talking about the future of the law industry, the legal industry, and where things are going.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And there you have it, folks. If you are a family law attorney, or you know a family law attorney, head on over to the show notes. The website is divorcebyrose.com. I will also have a link to her LinkedIn, so you can check her out on LinkedIn. She puts out some great information on LinkedIn. I happen to follow her on LinkedIn, so I think you should too. So, it's a good idea to do that. Take a look at the app. I think it's a total different idea. In terms of your service, you want to stand out a little bit from the crowd. As she said, there's plenty of people out there doing family law. You want to be a little different? Take a look at this app, because a lot of people have not, but they will be in the very near future. So anything else you want to add there, Ravit?
I'm good.
All right. Awesome.
Thank you for the opportunity, Frank. It was great talking with you.
No, thank you for accepting my invitation, because I think I like to bring value to my listeners. I like to give them something they've never heard before. And I don't think many people have heard about this. So with that, I am going to put an end to this episode. This has been Frank Deming, the local business guy, and you have just been blessed by the great Ravit Rose. Take care, everyone. Until next week. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to another episode of Marketing Solutions for Local Businesses, the podcast where you will discover all the latest and greatest digital marketing tools, tips, and strategies you will need to implement in order to stay ahead of your competition. Don't forget, any links that were mentioned during the broadcast will be available to you in the show notes, so be sure to grab them while you have the chance. Incidentally, if you have any topics that you would like for us to discuss on the show, be sure to send an email to the email provided in the show notes, or click the Contact Us link and let us know what topic you would like us to help you with, and we'll be sure to add it to our schedule. If you would like for Frank and his team to look at your digital marketing presence and give you a free evaluation, simply click the Request a Free Consultation link in the show notes to get a hold of them. That being said, until our next episode, make it a successful digital marketing day. Peace out.